Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is committed to promoting justice and accountability for all acts of conflict-related sexual violence. In June, the United States designated two Daesh leaders as specially designated global terrorists. Both individuals committed sexual violence against Yazidis and were responsible for the abduction and enslavement of Yazidi women and girls, explained U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
The designation of these two individuals was a historic action, marking the first time a dedicated focus on conflict-related sexual violence led to the imposition of U.S. sanctions. And we will never stop fighting for justice or forget the more than 2,700 Yazidi women and children who remain unaccounted for.
Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield urged UN member states to increase funding for UN agencies and partners working to provide services for survivors of gender-based violence.
As just one example, many of the people residing in the Al-Hol and Roe displaced persons camps in northeast Syria, some of whom are family members of ISIS fighters, are also victims and survivors of conflict-related sexual violence. The situation in these camps constitute a humanitarian, human rights, and security crisis, and there is an urgent need for countries to repatriate their nationals.
The United States views repatriation of both detained ISIS fighters and displaced persons in Al-Hol and Roe camps as a top priority. It will help to ensure ISIS does not reemerge in Syria, and it can prevent further human rights abuses. The United States is particularly focused on the increasing terrorism threat across Africa, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield.
And we're deeply concerned the string of military takeovers in the Sahel will hamper the fight against terrorism in the region. The United States continues to provide our African partners critical assistance in disrupting and degrading Daesh and Al-Qaeda affiliates in a manner consistent with international law. And I want to reiterate that capable law enforcement and broader security service responses are essential to preventing and countering terrorism and violent extremism.
In South Asia, Afghanistan must deny safe haven to terrorist groups, including Al-Qaeda and ISIS Khorasan, which continue to harbor ambitions to carry out attacks and has claimed deadly attacks in both Afghanistan and Pakistan. The international community must not let down its guard in the fight against terrorism.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.